Well, welcome everyone. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast on Stories for Joshua. We are on day 25, Football Journey, Part 6. I loved playing football, but there is even more satisfaction in seeing your sons play, whether in high school or at the college level. I think I mentioned that both of my sons went to James Madison University and played offensive line there. Grant is 8 years older than Christopher, so there was a wait between the two. But I'm so glad that they both went to the same school and had great experiences. It, of course, didn't hurt that the school colors for JMU are purple and gold, just like East Carolina. And I might say that the JMU mascot is called a Duke Dog. Yes, they are the JMU Dukes. How cool is that? In football, trophies are for the school. But if you're fortunate enough to be on a winning team, you might get an individual ring. We tried hard at Bruton High School in Virginia, but never reached the state championships in football. When you think of all the schools in a league and only two reach the final game, and of course only one comes out on top, it's a very big deal. In college, both my boys were fortunate enough to be on James Madison University teams that won conference championships, and at that level, they do give out rings. So both boys got championship rings while at James Madison. The picture I've posted here with the three fists is me on top, Christopher on the left, and Grant on the right with our rings. This was before I moved to Colorado, and my ring is for being the strength coach of the basketball team at Bruton that won the state championship. The second picture is my hand with state championship rings we have won here in Colorado. To go once to a state playoff is amazing. To go 6 times in 10 years like we have here at Pine Creek High School in Colorado Springs is beyond words. We won 4 of those titles, and the picture is of the 4 state championship rings I received. My Bruton ring is on my thumb. I've been here a little over 10 years, and we did a recap of the decade a few years ago. Now, to be completely clear, I am only one of 14 or so coaches on our staff at Pine Creek. So all of this credit is to our head coach, the other coaches, and all the players that gave so much. But here are the stats. 4 state 4A championships, 9 conference titles, 2 state runner-up titles, 7 Final Four appearances, a record of 113 wins and only 18 losses in 10 years. The best public school record of the decade. Not to mention the countless kids that we sent on to the next level to play college football. I love those rings because it represents excellence and commitment from players who gave everything we asked. Those players, whether they played at the next level or not, know what it takes to be successful, to work hard, to commit to something bigger than yourself, and that is priceless. We have shared the sweat, the blood, the tears, and the joy of it all with these players, and to me there is no bigger high than to be tested on a Friday night, win or lose. I do love this game, but I love the players and the coaches even more. Whether you are looking into a kid's eyes who just got beat and you tell him that you're still proud of him, or whether you're jumping with joy as they sing the victory song, there's nothing like it. At this point, I've spent more than half of my life coaching or playing football, and I can't imagine life without it. I learned more than I have ever taught, and I received more than I've ever given out. And I feel very honored and privileged to be a part of this game and a part of the many lives I've touched.